Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you this evening? This is Late Night Radio, preparing and screwing most people heads.
Dance!
What? Oh, as people were sending up fireworks to enjoy it for this evening, some people are still watching. Because guess what? People are not drinking and out there driving. Let me start with a thank you for allowing us to wake up. Healthy this day. Praise your holy name because our family is okay. We're okay. All is well. Foremost, pray for those that are in authority over us. We pray for our president. We pray for the vice president. We pray for the first lady, Melania. We pray for all first ladies and presidents. We pray the blood of Jesus over all of them, and we pray Jesus over their family and staff. We pray the blood of Jesus over all of our country. All of our states, all those who are in authority over each and every state, governors, the mayors, state representatives, council persons, the school boards. Thank you, Father, that we just pray that they have a mind of Christ. Thank you for giving them a mind to seek your face. We are also praying for Holy Ghost COP set in office so that we know that your will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We don't want to leave out their mind. Does they have on the mind of Christ? In the name of Jesus, this is blood of Jesus. Because we were able to get up this breathe and see and walk and talk. Sound mind, a sharp memory, eyes and ears for hearing everything that you want us to hear on this. The moment and just praise you. Praise God who is love. Praise God who is love. This opportunity, this time with you on this day. It is a glorious day. Every day, each and every day is glorious when we wake up in good health. We're going to be talking about something very special. Before we get into our title, we're going to remind you about water. Yes, water, making sure you exercise for at least 20 minutes a day. If you don't do it every day, at least do anywhere from 2 to 3 days a week. Try that. Push yourself. Now that we're going into the latter part of 2020, this is the hot season. Now that we're going into the second part of 2020, before this year is out, we want each person to develop a relationship, an intimate relationship with God. This is your opportunity. Some of you have been praying for things and waiting on God, and God, I'm waiting on you. God is saying, I've done all I'm going to do. I am waiting on you. So guess what? You know what you have to do? What you have to do is find out how that half of 2020 is gone. What are your plans for the rest of the year? Since we are coming out of a pandemic, do you think it is time to seriously plan a date with God? These are things you've been putting off. There are people that have been putting off and say, I'm going to get with you, this is over with. No, don't wait. Now is the time. Do it now. have you every morning at 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock, whatever time, 7 o'clock, whatever time you want to do it, you do it. And stick to that time. Those of you, especially those of you that go to work, know if you're going to work every day, you have to be there at a certain time, whether you're working at home or you're working in an office. You know yourself that you have to be there at a certain time. Even if you're working at home, you have to be online or doing something by a certain time. You just can't play around all day and say, well, you know, they don't know what I'm doing. Work at home, that's what you have to do. You work at home. Get up just like you, if you were at work. Do not sit there and say, well, you know, they can't see me, so I'm just not going to. That's not God like things done in order. So do not even go down that street. Don't even think about it. That's what's going on with some of our minds. We have to get control of that. Something happens, every time something happens in our neighborhood, though we have two types of groups. We have the groups that do things peacefully. They want to sit and talk about it. And we really haven't had anybody to really spend time with God and say, you know what, I got in God's face and this is what he told us to do. I don't know why we don't have anybody doing that. We should be. You know, yeah, there are things that we have to do. There are things that the emotions flying all over the place. But what does God have to say? Why are we asking? I'm not hearing that. And I'm not saying nobody on the face of this earth is thinking about it. But it's very few, because I haven't heard the news media say it. I know they're not going to. And I have not heard, but you know, if somebody says it, I haven't heard them say it. Now, if Dr. King was here, what do you think he would do? Do you think that he would just sit down and don't say nothing and don't say nothing to God? Of course. He believed in peaceful marching, and he would not have gone and told people. He would have told them, no, don't be out there stealing and cutting up and burning. I'm still trying to figure out why the people burn the African-American's business. That play a role? So one of the things we asked you all to do was, number one, fill out your census. If you haven't filled the census out, make sure you do that. Because people are always complaining. You know, we need this in our neighborhood. We need that in our neighborhood. We don't even have it. Are you filling out your census back? Are you telling your neighbor and your relatives and anybody else that you know that should be? Are you reminding them to fill out the census? Because if you don't fill it out, then they say, well, we don't have a lot of people in this area, so they're not going to put money in the area if you don't fill out the census and let them know, yes, we got people here in this community. That's something to do. Army of One. And get the message out. If you're going to march peaceful, you make sure you all have a meeting and say, look at here. We're going to tell people, don't come here to this march if you are planning on burning and doing things that's unnecessary, because that takes away from the point that the people are trying to make when you're doing all of those things, stealing, burning, breaking windows and breaking in and stealing stuff. That has nothing to do with the people who are marching and trying to get people to pay attention to what's going on. Take away from that. That's not right. It's almost as though some people just wait until something like that happened and they just send a group of people there to do all these things. That way, guess what? That happens. You take away from, you know, people are like, okay, well, they're burning and doing it. I know they're upset, but you know, you don't have to do all that. It may, a lot of people who would be with you are really not interested in being with you because they like coming in, messing up what's trying to be said when like that happens. When somebody's murdered or killed or something happens, we're going to have to take stand and stop people from messing up. Stop the entire message. Because that is not what's supposed to be said. That is not the issue. That is not what's supposed to happen. And, of course, the people who are doing peaceful marches, that is not them doing that. say, watered down when things like that happen. What is it you part of it? Are you going to vote? And when you vote, do you ask God who you should vote for? Do you check on the candidate's background? Do you see what, are you voting according to the Bible? And some of you, I talk to so many Christians that say, you know what? Women should have the opportunity to say what they need to do with their body. Your body doesn't belong to you. That's why we need you to read the Bible. It says in 1 Corinthians, says that loud and clear about what we're supposed to do with our body. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So if it's the temple of the Holy Ghost, how is it that we're sitting up there saying, oh yeah, a woman should be able to have an abortion if she wants to? Give me a break. Why won't we read the Bible so we'll know what we're supposed to be? We're supposed to be reading the Bible. How do you know we're not aborting a president of the United States? How do you know that? There's no child that's coming on this earth that there's no food for them to eat. Children, and he's going to provide for all of his children. He doesn't make it where people can't eat. It's just that we're not trusting in him. Don't trust God. Chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, 20 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. So I'm telling you what's in the Bible. I'm not telling you something I think. I believe in the Bible, and I go along with it. God wants, he's going to and fro looking for somebody who will go and follow his word. But if you don't believe this Bible and you don't believe the word, Houston, we got a problem. I can't help you. God can't help you. We got other people that are out there, well, you know that Bible was written by a man. Listen, I'll tell you. We got some of everybody out there that has their own opinion. This, this, and all you God asks us to do, do his will. That's all he wants us to do. That's all he asks us to do is to do his will. I mean, there's so many people doing all other kind of things and they will not do the will of God. Verse 20 says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Talking about Christians. People, okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Our body doesn't belong to us. So we're not supposed to be mutilating our body and doing what we want to do with it and this, that, and the other. Who are you? You're having a good time and doing this and doing that, and if you're not, you should be. If you got a relationship with God, you're not suffering. Now, persecution will come your way. Formed against you shall prosper. Didn't say it wouldn't form, which is the persecution. It didn't say you wouldn't be persecuted. It says when it forms, it will not prosper. That's why we have to read this Bible, so we'll know what's in it, and we'll know the promises that we have. We got people scared and all this kind of stuff. And then he said that no sickness or disease shall come near our bodies. I read those scriptures, and you have to go back and listen to the script about healing. Those scriptures are on there. 101 healing scriptures. They're on there for you to take advantage of them. Okay. Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. No weapon formed against thee. Who is thee? Me, you, whoever. Only Christians have this. If you're not a Christian, you don't have access to this promise. It's a promise. And there are hundreds of promises. We won't read them because we don't know what they are because we won't read the Bible. We read every other book. People always tell me about, you read this book? Because I said, no. I don't have time to read other folks' books. I need to read this Bible and get what's in this word down on the inside of me. So he said we're supposed to have heaven here on earth. Well, how can we have heaven on earth if we don't know how? You can't do better if you don't know better. Only way you can do better is if you know better. So verse 17 says, no weapon, Isaiah 54, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of God. No one is there, so much that too, but that's the main system. It may form. It may something that may come your way, but it ain't going to prosper. If you believe in God, you're not going to let it prosper. You're not supposed to let it prosper. To be on the case saying, you're not coming down this street. Oh, no, the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. Don't be afraid to say that. Deal with him. I bind you, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't let them come against your family, your children. And you have to walk in love. We're supposed to be walking in love. This is, listen, I've been a promise that we're going to walk in love. This is half of July. We're walking in love. July through December, we're walking in love. If you have children, make in love with your children. Do not make a difference between your children. If you got a child who's acting up, encourage them. They got something that they're doing good. Something, even if it's not, even if it's just dressing, putting on the right clothes and match. Something they're doing good. You've got to find a way to encourage them. I like the way you put your colors. Something, don't be saying, oh, I'm telling you, why can't you be like your sister? She's always doing the right thing. How come you always messing up? Do not say that to the children. That's not going to help them. You've got to love them. If you don't love them, guess what? I ain't talking about love them to the point where you give them everything they want. That's not love. I've worked with children for a long time. I know. That is not love. That's why you get in prayer and ask God what you should do. The book of Proverbs, How to Raise a Child, said, train up a child in the way that they should go. You do. That's what they want. They want you to love them. Some of the things I've been finding out, and we'll talk about this another time, but when you have children who are different, in color tone. Yes, that's the best way. Children and my children. I understand that easy. I'm like, okay, all those your children can say, how you going to make a difference? I like this one better than I like all the boys. I like the boys better than I like the girls. Stop it. They need you. That's why we're losing our kids and they're running away from home because they don't have no love at home. The love on them. And notice, I'm going to say this again, loving on them is not giving them everything they want. Mama, I want this, I want this, I want a pair of doing Air Jordans. You want that, you better get out there and job and get it. We don't have enough people who are doing parenting. We're going to do some of that. Radio station. It has to be got to work as long as we're going to leave this station and go to another one. We'll let you know and tell you how to do it. Now, I would just like to talk to you a moment. We're going to make sure that we will believe that our children here, what it looks like, our children are well. They're 100% well. all is well with your children. If they've gone left home and they ran away from home, can you keep them lifted up in prayer? Get in this Bible and find you a scripture to stand on. And if they're at home and they're causing havoc, then you got Isaiah 54:13 saying, all my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. Don't just say it once. Your mouth needs to hear it, your body needs to hear it, and the children's body. You can have them say the same thing. If they want to say it, but don't force them to say it. If they don't say it, then you say it. And all our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of them. All our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of our children. Say it anywhere from 3 to 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the afternoon, 7 times in the night before you go. All of them the same. He's not saying, coming to your house and say, you know what? I like you because your hair is longer than this one. I like you because you're brighter than this. Oh, I like you because you're darker. God does not. He loves us all the same. If one is way heavier than the other one, well, why don't you stop eating? You just eat all the time. You're just greedy. No, we don't say things like that. You sit down and you talk to your kids. Say, okay, listen, we're going to work with you. The portions that we give, we'll give you. But each time we give it to you, it's going to be a handful of portions. You're going to have to keep portions. And that because if you keep getting overweight, that's bad on your heart. It causes other issues. And you let them know that. Don't let them eat fast foods every day. I don't feel like cooking. Let's go to McDonald's or Burger King or wherever you go. Chick-fil-A. Oh, the other week. We get paid every other week. That's a little treat. But don't do that anymore. You're hurting them. And we got 2 kids with cancer and you. Cancer? So help them. Here's the parents. Help them. They don't know. They have to be taught. It's just like a computer. You have to program a computer before it operates. Children are the same way. You got to program them so they will know what to do. And don't be asking them, what do you think? What should we do? What do you like to do? No, you sit down and show them the way. You gotta show them the way. They don't love each and every one of you. So that if you're having issues with your children, with your spouse, put the Bible in. Get in His Word. It's everything you need. There's scriptures for husbands and wives. There's scriptures for children. There's scriptures for anything you're working with, co-workers, boss, your boss, whatever you got together on this day. Thank you, that we love you so much, Word. Thank you that your people are listening and planning a date with you so that they can speak. Have a truly good, intimate time with you so that you can tell them what the plan is for them. But you said we can have heaven here on earth. We don't have to wait till we get up there to have heavenly ways. You have things for us here. Let us get with you so we can find out intimately. You know, a lot of people say, I got a relationship with God. I know. Talking about closer and closer. It's a lifetime practice. Lifetime. Even with pastors. I'm a senior pastor. It's a lifetime practice. Sometimes I get on that, I get so excited and don't get my... Diane. Absent. This I... Oh. On, so you know who... Okay. Praise God, and I thank Him for bringing this into this episode. Hope you got something out of it. A short episode, and I hope you got something for joining us. Can you have a rest of the overeat? Talking about overeating. So do not overeat. We'll be talking about that too. I'll be sharing these pictures so you can write them down. Okay? Father, if there's anybody out there who has any kind of disorder, eating disorder, I claim that it's gone right now. I declare that there it's gone. In the name of Jesus, I claim that you go right now, you eating disorder. You spirit that's causing this eating disorder, I command you to go now in the name of Jesus. Anybody's having migraine headaches, you're having migraine headaches, your hand on your forehead, all is healed now. It's healed now in the name of Jesus. Pain in that head, you go now in the name of Jesus. This went to the cross over 1,000 years ago, so having love each and every one of you. If you want to call, or 617-494-0908, or you can send me an email, let me know if you, the number is. The email is ZE, you and I love you.